You owe it to yourself to do. Take charge. Get in control of. Become one with. The love you have for yourself. The trick is, if you don't care about you, you're not going to be very worthy of caring for other people. Pull back from that for just a moment and think about this. If you've let yourself get to a point because of overeating, because of some food addiction, because of some other addiction, and you wake up every morning scratching your head thinking, why did I do that yesterday? You need to start a process where you're not doing that now and you're not doing that tomorrow. Just get through a little bit of time. That's how I started when I torched off all that fat, that 135 pounds. I just did a little bit at a time. I'd failed so long, let so many people down for so long, let myself down innumerable times. I just figured out that if I can just get through a little bit of time, then I'll be able to continue. And that's what happened. I got through a little bit. I screwed it up. I apologized to myself. I said, I'm going to work harder at it. And then I did. And then after time, finally, it worked, and I torched off 135 pounds of body fat. In about 7.5 months, I got it all off, and now I'm just getting even better. But that's the conversation. Don't be so hard on yourself. Love yourself first, and take it easy, and figure out where you want to be. But start daily. So you have this long-term goal of torching off all this fat, right? Don't be in such a hurry to get there, because the journey is amazing. You just have to get on your journey. And if you get knocked out of the bus or pulled out, get back in. Get back in immediately without hesitation. The longer you stay off that bus and entertain those old habits, the longer you might not get back on that bus and actually hurt yourself even more than you did in the past. So stay focused on where you need to be. Love yourself, but the most important thing I learned from all of this is having to forgive myself and not get caught in that rut of never wanting to proceed, because I've already screwed the thing up, so why even try? Because so many people say it's so easy, but I'm figuring out this isn't easy at all. This is incredibly difficult, but you know what? I was fat for a long time. A majority of my adult life, with very short snippets of being thinner, but never in any kind of great shape. It wasn't until I wrapped my mind around being able to forgive myself and picking up the ball again and continuing the process that I was able to make it. And you can do it too. Not a lot of people talk about that will and that commitment. I mean, they talk about motivation. They talk about, oh, if I can do it, you can do it. You know what? It's hard. It's difficult to do it. I don't care who you are, but it all comes down to you not sabotaging yourself. And when you do end up screwing yourself over, apologize, because you love yourself, you care for yourself, and move on, and then start it again. And you will see over time, you have just fixed your problem. And now you can get into the perfect shape that you want to be at some point. It's just going to take time. Embrace the journey. And you know, folks, I've been doing this for the last 2.5, 3 years. I'm not close. I haven't gotten where I want to be. Every day is an effort, but it's now easy because every day I am completely set into motion and I love and forgive myself. Be well. I am Connor with Honor. Over and out.